Welcome to Always in Escrow with Colby Burchin and Serena Appel. Hello, Colbs.
Hello, Serena.
We have Allie Smith, who is currently the Vice President of Integrated Marketing at MSC Cruises, the world's fastest growing cruise line. Allie, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
So, Serena, you know, we all have something in common. I mean, I know Allie for years. I think you actually know her longer than me, but I know her family and her mom and I are very close. But she is one of the sweetest, go-getting kind of people I know, and I love her to death. So, Allie, thank you for coming on our show, first of all. So I'm going to dive right into some questions about MSC. So why a cruise vacation versus a land vacation? That's what people really want to know.
Yeah. So, you know, for me, I always grew up being a cruiser. You know, I lived in New York City, and that was just, you know, an easy way. You could just fly down to Miami and get to the Caribbean, and it was a great vacation. And it was something I did every year with my family. However, I know that there are a lot of cruise rejectors out there. So I do want to give some information as to why a cruise is a good option versus a land vacation. So the number one thing that I love about cruising is that you can get a little taste of multiple destinations. So it gives you the ability to just jump on, unpack once, and visit multiple destinations and places you probably wouldn't spend a lot of time. The other thing that I love is it's multi-generational. So you can go with your grandparents, you can go with your parents, you can go with the kids, and there's something for everybody. And you're all in one place. So you can just drop the kids at the Kids Academy, you can grab dinner, the grandparents can go gamble if that's what they love to do, but there's something for everybody. And if you want to meet and do something together, that's great. But if you want to do something separate, you can do that as well. And believe it or not, it might actually be cheaper for you to cruise than actually stay in your own house and go to dinner. And we know how expensive hotels have been recently, right? You can go on a cruise for a week for that amount of money. And all the food is included. And, you know, a lot of the activities are included. So it's just a great way for not a very large expense to get, you know, to your vacation destination. And for a lot of us, you know, we travel out of Miami, we travel out of Orlando, we're soon going to be traveling out of New York City. So you can literally just drive to the port and get away, you know, for most people. And a lot of people drive even 6 to 10 hours. So instead of hopping on a flight, having to pay for that airfare, you're able to just hop in your car and literally vacation is just a minute away.
You heard it here first, everybody. It is definitely the way to travel these days and explore and have fun. I have to say that I've been following along on social media and what you're capturing, you know, just like the facade of the cruise ships, the different islands that you own, and then the inside, the interiors, just phenomenal. So everybody can get a taste and really have a visual by looking at your Instagram feed, which is fantastic. So our question is, why choose an MSC cruise?
Yeah, I mean, we are the fastest growing cruise line because we've got tons of ship on order. So what does that really mean? That means we are in the shipyard and we are building lots of ships. And we actually just announced that we have a premium line coming, which is Explorer Journeys, which is a 500 passenger ship. So if you want a little bit more of an intimate experience, you can definitely have that. With MSC, you know, our competition is really Norwegian Cruise Line and Royal. So a little bit more of a family experience, a little bit bigger of a ship. But personally, what, you know, I find really interesting about MSC cruises is the mix of guests that you're going to have on board. So if you travel on Royal or Norwegian or Carnival, 90% of the guests are going to be from North America, right? So it's going to be a lot of Americans, and it's going to be a lot of the same people that you would see at Disney or some of the other places that you may travel. With MSC Cruises, and I'm sure most people don't know this, but about 50% of our guest mix is international. And I find that extremely interesting because when I go on vacation, I love meeting people from all different cultures, right? You can talk to somebody from France, you can talk to someone from Germany, Canada. And the other really interesting thing is if you have kids and you put them in the Kids Academy, you're going to find kids all over the world. They even talk multiple languages when you're in the Kids Club. So it's really a different experience because it's like you're getting that cultural feel on board, not just at the destinations that you go to. Some of the other things about MSC that I'm sure a lot of people don't know is we have this ship within a ship called the Yacht Club. So think about a exclusive area that you can go to, but you're also able to experience all the other things on the ship. So the Yacht Club is an area you book a Yacht Club cabin, but then you have the ability to go to your own restaurant. You have your own pool. You have your own concierge, 24/7 butler service. And a little tidbit of information, which was actually interesting that I found, is if you don't have time to go to the shops, you can actually make an appointment with your butler and they can take you down there to shop at off hours. I thought that was interesting if you're a big shopper.
Very VIP.
No, it is very VIP, but you know, it just gives the opportunity to have a little bit more of that exclusive experience and you're not with, you know, as many people. If maybe you just want something a little bit more private, but you have access to everything else on the ship. My like most favorite thing about MSC Cruises is our private island, Ocean Key. It is the only private island marine reserve. So a big thing about MSC Cruises is our focus on sustainability. We are doing a ton in that area. And some of the other countries just launched a new brand campaign, which is showing our dedication to sustainability. And Ocean Key, which is the island that you visit on every single cruise that goes to the Caribbean and Bahamas from the U.S., it's truly spectacular. It has 2 miles of white sand, pristine beaches. The Yacht Club experience that I just spoke about is actually available on the island. So you don't only have it on ship, but you have it on shore. Plenty of places to eat. And the great thing is with some of the other cruise lines, you have to tender to their private island, right? So that means that the ship is in the middle of the ocean. You have to take another little boat. It takes time to get to the island. And a lot of the times you can't even get to the island because of the weather. They won't tender you. With MSC, you literally are docked right at the island. So you step off the ship and you're right at Ocean Key. But we are protecting marine life. We are spending dollars to plant like more coral so that we make sure marine life is coming to the island. We are partnering with like NOVA so that we teach people about, you know, marine life and what we're doing in terms of sustainability. So that's what I think is really interesting because you know what? Royal Caribbean, perfect day at CocoCay. Okay. You're going to go. There's going to be a bunch of slides. You know, you're going to have great things with the kids. But on Ocean Key, it's extremely serene, right? There's stuff to do for the kids, but you're going to be able to just relax. And I don't know about you guys, but isn't that what you want to do when you're on vacation?
Certainly. Sure. And maximize that time doing it too.
So where does MSC go and at what ports do you have around the country? And then where does MSC go in like the Bahamas? Does it go to Europe? Tell our viewers.
I think that's a great question. We have a lot of destinations that we cruise to. Of course, we cruise to the Caribbean and Bahamas, which is out of Orlando and Miami. And like I said, we have New York coming in April of 2023, which is going to be fantastic, especially for people who live in New York and those surrounding areas. Those cruises are going to go to Bermuda, Canada, and New England, and Bahamas and Florida, which is great. Believe it or not, we're actually the leading cruise line in Europe. And why is that? Because we have the most ships that sail from Europe. So we have 18 ships sailing from Europe and we sail from the most ports. So we sail from over 40 ports and over 120 destinations that we go to. So we also have cruises out of Dubai, which is really interesting and something that Americans really like. But yeah, I mean, we cruise out of Southampton, we cruise to Barcelona, we're the only cruise line that sails out of Venice. There are plenty of destinations from a Europe perspective. So we do Mediterranean, we do Northern Europe. And so there are plenty of destinations that you can cruise to with MSC.
It sounds so fun. Okay, so let's get into what's happening on board, because I've seen a little bit of like the behind the scenes by way of social media, but can you tell us what are some unique things that we might not know about that are happening on board these amazing cruise ships?
We actually just launched a new ship called World Europa. It's part of a new class of ships. And I mean, America, get excited, because we might have one coming to America in the near future. But some of the really cool things that are on World Europa is, first off, we have the Venom Drop, which is the largest dry slide on the sea. It goes, goes down 11 stories. So it is super cool. I personally can't wait to do it. Another really interesting thing that, you know, even when you work at these cruise lines, you're always finding out like new tidbits of information, right? I mean, I don't know every single thing, but as we're developing new ships, as we're bringing new things on board, I learn daily. And one of the things that I just recently found out about is we have a drone academy on board. So literally you can go to the sports complex and you can fly drones and wow. You can like, you put them like through these like shapes, and I don't know, I think it's like super cool. I mean, Colby, you've got three kids. I'm sure especially your boys would love to be like flying drones on a ship.
Oh, my kids would love that.
And, you know, for like kids in general, like I don't think people really understand, like you can actually drop your kids and go off and do your own thing. Now, I have a baby. You're not allowed to drop the baby yet. You have to stay with the baby. But I believe if your kids are 3 years or older, they basically need to be potty trained. They are able to just stay at the kids club with people. So if you know, if you're a parent, you just want to drop your kid and do your own thing, you know, I think that's awesome.
Traveling with young kids is definitely a lot of work. So you can get a break over here at MSC Cruises, everybody.
Yes, you definitely can. And they're contained, which is nice. You know, one of the other things on World Europa, and even I don't even have this much information on it, is there's a speakeasy on board. But you really don't know how to get to the speakeasy, and not everybody is able to get to it. Like there are these like tokens that you get, and you have to find your way to this speakeasy. And even when they were doing the naming, I had my head of marketing, you know, contacting me saying, I can't even get to the speakeasy myself. So it's a really exclusive area on board. And from New York City, I love a good speakeasy. So, you know, if you do cruise on World Europa and you're able to get in, please let me know how it is. And we're growing our own herbs on board. So on World Europa, we have the Chef's Garden, which is the first hydroponic garden at sea, where we're literally growing our like herbs. The chef is going and picking them and putting them in people's dishes, which I think is, you know, unbelievable. And that's, you know, a testament to MSC Cruises and being extremely innovative. And it's also, you know, leans into that sustainability aspect as well. Yes, of course, we bring on lots of food and everything for our guests, but we're trying to find ways to do things on board. I mean, we're taking water and we're turning it into beer. You know, we're trying not to be wasteful about certain things. We are the World Europa is the first LNG powered ship, which is really about kind of neutralizing the amount of emissions that we put out there. And, you know, we're constantly reinventing ourselves, bringing new restaurants on board, bringing new features on board. MSC Seascape is actually our newest ship. That is the one that is currently sailing out of Miami. I actually just spent some time on her for the inaugural, which was on New York City. And, you know, I have to say these ships are just breathtaking. They are, you know, and being a European company and the European touches that they put on, you know, that's a differentiator as well for us is, you know, the family really is passionate about the types of things that they put on their ships. And making it a little bit more of a different experience than you would get by, you know, cruising on an American cruise line.
What information can you tell our viewers or listeners, you know, that's coming up in the next year?
Yeah, so we just actually announced that we're in the next couple of years going to be sailing out of Galveston, which is going to be a new home port for us. So, you know, I talked about the fact that we're going to be sailing out of New York in 2023, April. So that's going to be a new home port. We're going to be adding Galveston. you know, I did allude to, we have a new ship that's going to be coming to North America. I cannot say where it's going to be sailing from, but I can tell you most likely, you know, in the next couple of months, it will be open for sale. And I think it's going to be a game changer for the market. I can't wait for this ship to come. And for any of you listening out there, when it is open for sale, get your hands on it because you want to be the first to experience some of these things.
Wow, what a ride. You really took us for a really great kind of exploration today. Wow. So how can we book? How can we find out more information? What's the best way for our viewers and our audience to kind of dive in, get a check of like the behind the scenes, and then also, of course, have an experience of their own?
Sure. I mean, the easiest way to find out more information is just visiting our website. And our website is msccruises.com. And if you need to call, there's a number that you can call right there. And then the other way that you can book is through your travel advisor. So I know, you know, a lot of people have travel agents. You can go direct to them and they'll be able to get you set up. You know, we have talked a lot about our social channels. So I am going to use this opportunity to tell people to follow us. You know, TikTok is a big one. So it's at @MSCCruises_US. For Instagram, it's at @MSCCruises.us. And then for Facebook, it's also at @MSCCruises.us. You know, a little bit that is different about our company and we talked about is that, you know, we are a global company. So we really want to make sure that our U.S. guests are getting a taste of what they're going to experience. And we make sure we deliver content that is, you know, really specific to that target market. And so that's why we have these pages dedicated to the U.S. So you will see an official MSC Cruises page, but make sure you follow the U.S. version because that's really where you're going to get the content that's, you know, most specific to you.
Wow. I feel like booking a cruise, Serena.
Me too. I can't wait. Allie, thank you so much for coming on the show. It was so much fun having you and hearing all about what you've been working on, and we'll be following along to see what is to come. We can't wait. So thanks again.